Kaya Biz.
It's 8 minutes to 8 o'clock, and as we've witnessed, the IEB, independent schools in South Africa, having released their matric results, and many more also asking, what business implications might there be on the back of the publication of the matric results? And what does this tell us not only about the state of education, which we heard of last night on Point of View, but of course what this means in terms of this new grouping of young individuals who are now going to enter the labor force? To help us unpack some feedback here, we join on the line by Ari Katz, executive at Boston Online Home Education, to tell us more. Ari, welcome to the show and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening. Good evening to your listeners.
Great to have you with us. And I can imagine it's been a busy day for you, not only in terms of managing your own registration and students coming in online, but also just witnessing what we've seen so far when it comes to the IEB matric results that have been released so far. But what's your take overall on the state of education in South Africa and how that's being reflected in some of the matric results?
So the reality is it's a very broad question, but seeing that you were talking about business before, it's probably quite important for us to recognize that in the International Competitiveness Survey, South Africa ranked 63 out of 64 countries, which is really poor. Yep, and one of the key indicators in that is the state of education. And what for me is actually very interesting, if I look at that list of countries, those that are at the top end have an extremely low unemployment rate, and those countries like ourselves who are at the bottom end have an extremely high unemployment rate. So it's clear that our competitiveness is poor, and one of the factors that indicates that is actually the state of education. Mm. And it's precisely because of this that we at Boston Online decided to adopt an international curriculum, and we decided from this year to teach an online high school Cambridge curriculum so that we would produce graduates that can compete internationally. You know, as you know, that the new world is going to be a knowledge-based economy. Sure. And your competitor is not going to be the guy who lives next door to you. Your competitor is going to be an unknown guy who's sitting in England or America or China or somewhere or anywhere in the world. And if we want to solve the unemployment crisis in South Africa, we have to become internationally competitive, which means we need an internationally competitive education system that can drive that agenda.
Mm. And you're quite right, Ari, and I understand why that presents an opportunity for the kind of scholars that you look to attract. But the truth is we need it for the country and everyone in reality. So what does this tell us then about, I guess, the fundamentals of our education system, from the curriculum to the educators, to the method of educating itself as well?
So you're actually right, and you know, although you talk about making it available to the country, so one of the decisions we made was to democratize quality education. And so although Cambridge education, which is typically very expensive, we have brought it to the masses at an extremely cheap and affordable price so that we can make it available to the masses and democratize it. But one of the things that we realized, which is very interesting, and which is to some extent a result of COVID, which has exacerbated the problem. But even historically, in South Africa, we have one in four matriculants manages to pass mathematics. I mean, that is a disaster. And when we talk about pass, we're talking about 30% as the pass mark. So the question is, everybody bemoans that fact. So we decided, let's understand why this is actually happening. And it's actually, the problem is actually quite simple. And that is this. That what we often do is we build a building without a foundation. And we developed a diagnostic where we test every single learner and understand at a fundamental level, at what we call a knowledge point level, exactly what they understand and what they don't understand. So in practical terms, if you don't know how to add and subtract, you're not going to be able to do fractions. Pretty obvious. So we developed a diagnostic. And we understand that the learner can add and subtract, but he can't divide fractions. And then we can teach online exactly to that knowledge point. We can drill it, test it, and a teacher can intervene. And so I think one of the fundamental reasons, and there was a message that I had for your listeners tonight, could be we have one in four matriculants getting 50% or more for mathematics. It's a disaster. We have to fix it. Mm. And the one message that I would urge is for us to go back and look at fundamentals. Understand it's not that your child or your learner can't actually understand grade 10 or 11 or 12 mathematics. The problem is that the fundamentals on which those are built were probably poorly established. And as I said, it's like tantamount to building a building without a foundation.
And that's and the concern.
That is critical. And if we want to compete internationally, if we want to solve the unemployment crisis in this country in a world that has become a knowledge-based economy, I mean, think about it. We're no more in the industrial age. The drivers today are Elon Musk, Tesla, it's Amazon. It's all knowledge-based economy. And so if we want to solve the unemployment problem, we're going to have to develop learners who can compete internationally and who can sell and deliver services at an international level. We've got to think global and we've got to be able to compete globally.
That's definitely true. And I'm keen then to get your thoughts on what this means for business and business in the broad context, I guess, not only large corporates who might be able to train and upskill individuals for their jobs, but even those who want to be entrepreneurs or are entrepreneurs and will look to employ individuals from the South African public, essentially.
Well, that's exactly the point, that if you want to be an entrepreneur today and you aren't able to compete internationally, you simply won't be able to compete because there'll be a competitor that will be sitting, because of the digital age, because of the internet, there will be a competitor sitting in America or China or England or somewhere else that will compete with you and knock you out the game if you aren't able to compete internationally. And the way we're going to develop learners that can compete internationally and, again, produce what the country needs from an economic point of view and from a labor point of view is to develop people who can think, develop what we call higher order thinking. Mm. The days of rote learning are gone. You've got to say goodbye to that. You've got to develop learners who can think, who can analyze, who can critically evaluate. And the reason for that is because the information that you're learning today in whatever you're learning, whether it be school or university, is probably going to be out of date within a year or two. Because we're living in the fourth industrial revolution. And so the question is, how do we train people? How do we train people who are going to enter a workforce? And by the time they enter the workforce, the information they've learned is probably out of date. And so the only way we're going to do that is if we develop candidates who can develop higher order thinking, who can critically evaluate, who can research, who can analyze, who can develop solutions to business problems.
Definitely. Ari, thank you so much. Unfortunately, we're going to have to cut it off there, but really appreciate the detail you've shared with us. And as you said, it's about being globally competitive and yet locally relevant, right, to address the concerns that we have in our economy. Thank you so much for your time and really appreciate the efforts that you're making as well in terms of the broader education environment in South Africa. That's Ari Katz.
Thanks.
He's the executive at Boston Online Home Education. Thanking him for joining us tonight.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.